Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew, the third chapter. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Calling dibs should be bogus, but you know it isn't. If you call something, it's yours. The blue cup, the first piece, the front seat. And it shouldn't work, but it does. The authority of those words is undeniable, legendary to all five-year-olds. And it is so clear that a fight is going to erupt if anyone should ignore your dibs or trick you or steal your seat by force anyway. Once you've called it, it is yours. Now, we confess that every baby is born an enemy of God, a lost and condemned person, and you can see it. Children never lead a lesson in all of the selfishness that leads to dibs being such an important social tool. And we know that the sin goes far deeper than just our observations only. And yet, when Jesus came to the Jordan from Galilee to John to be baptized by him, this was the only sinless man. And yet he came to the sinner's baptism. As a little exchange with John shows, this was necessary and this was fitting, because baptism would be meaningless and useless without Jesus. He alone calls and names baptism. He makes it what it is. He is the authority on which it is authorized. He's the creator and the author of water, of words, of John. Jesus has called baptism. And so what can John do but consent? The baptism of Jesus actually makes holy baptism what it is. As we heard last week also, he did it not for himself, but for us. This is the event that we point to as his anointing, as his christening into his office as the Christ of God. But it wasn't oil. It was the dirty water of washed sinners that was poured over him. It's helpful to imagine Jesus like a sponge. Here he is absorbing into himself all of this rot, all of this hatred, all of our evil, everything that baptism absolves us of. He was marked, just as John called him, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Our sins are sealed to him, and so he exits this water as the scapegoat, as the one who is marked to be a sin bearer, to be sin for us. He was also anointed with the Holy Spirit in dramatic, ceremonious, and open fashion, all to attest to this. So with the Father's blessing, the Spirit urges him on, not just out into the wilderness, but all the way to the finish, to the fulfillment of all righteousness for us. What did he leave behind then? Well, he left behind, as it were, sanctified waters. He instituted holy baptism to be a life-giving flood of forgiveness. and not just the water there in the Jordan River, but all waters. He was baptized and joined in with sinners so that they would be joined in with him, buried with him into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised, so you too may live a new life. Just as what was yours, sin and death, was put on him and taken to the cross and done away with, so what is his, righteousness, eternal life, the very kingdom of God, this becomes yours. The heavens are open to you. The Spirit has descended and is living and active in you. And the Father himself speaks a promise to you with full authority. In my Son, you also are my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. The Holy Trinity has put his name on you in holy baptism. He has given you then his blessing. And so the Father has called dibs on each of you. So then I ask you, who can snatch you out of your Father's hand? Who can lay any charge against God's elect? What can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus? Because once our Lord's truly mighty dibs are called, then Satan must know that there can be no do-overs or take-backsies either. And nor can any more adult wisdom, if it should lead you astray, ever undo God's objective promise to you and its fact, you are baptized. Even if you are faithless, he, for his part, remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. That means his promises to you in holy baptism do hold fast. They aren't so easily shaken. And that means that you have something always to which you may return. Something to which his Holy Spirit at the same time is always recalling you back to. This is the God who is faithful and just, also to forgive sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You are part of his family now. You are bearing the family name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He has not just called childish dibs, but he's actually invested his blood. He's tied his name to you. And that means, as his word testifies, he actually wants to keep you in this word and faith until you die, and then raise you forever. Since God has called you in Christ Jesus, who is your wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, dear friends in Christ, consider your calling. Recall that you are baptized. Drown whatever is old and childish, what is dirty, what is unfitting with the righteousness of Christ. Rise in Christ, and with his Spirit as an heir of the Father of eternity, retrace the sign of the Holy Cross on your forehead and on your heart. And know that though you are in the crosshairs of suffering and evil, you belong to Christ. You belong to the crucified, the one who even more is raised. And even if you have become too old for dibs now, remain a child of God. Delight in hearing what your God has said of you in his Son. Echo his calling and be confident that no one can snatch you from him. For you have not been called with some little sinner's name. You've been called with the very name of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.